episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Lane Healy.
And I'm Anya Grindelsky. Here's what's in the news for Wednesday, April 13th. Digital news editor Chatwin Mongal investigates Quinnipiac University's financial audit for the 2020-2021 fiscal year. Despite still collecting less than pre-pandemic earnings, the university saw a 3.5% increase in revenue and spent $2.6 million of pension and retirement benefits on one undisclosed employee.
Quinnipiac University partnered with career readiness software company Upper Campus to initiate a new mobile app called Campus CT. It will provide career and internship information exclusively to students at Connecticut colleges and universities. Campus CT will be the newest addition to Quinnipiac's existing career platforms, such as QU Career Connections and Bobcat Connect, and many students are excited to start using the app.
Quinnipiac University hosted Carly Bushevin on April 7th. She's the older sister of former Ivy League student and star athlete Madison Hollerman, who seemed like she had the perfect life. Now, since her sister took her own life, Bushevin travels to colleges to share the story of her younger sibling's suicide, speaking to the importance of mental health and wellness. Arts and Life editor Ashley Pelletier shares Hollerin's story.
A Quinnipiac University student and Chick-fil-A manager received the Chick-fil-A $25,000 True Inspiration Scholarship on March 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Junior criminal justice and sociology double major John Shepard was one of the 11 scholarship winners out of 14,000 applicants. In addition to the money, the winners were also given new MacBook Airs, three included trips, and a personal mentor.
In opinion, staff writer Seth Fromowitz has been gluten-free for 10 years after receiving a celiac diagnosis. In this piece, he speaks on his struggles with Quinnipiac dining, citing multiple occasions when he was incorrectly served gluten during his first year on campus. He said that the purpose of his article isn't to bash QU employees' cross-contamination training, but to address the problems gluten-free students face at the university.
Opinion editor Xavier Cullen and associate opinion editor Michael LaRocca review their campus social lives as a senior and a freshman. Both Cullen and LaRocca were terrified to start off their college careers, but despite being 3 years apart in their journey, the two agree that everything has fallen perfectly into place. Whether it's an amazing friend group or an interesting club, one way or another, LaRocca says you'll find where you belong. And as a senior, Cullen reveals his only regret is that he didn't soak in those unknown moments before he had it all figured out.
In this letter to the editor, a Chronicle reader shares his feelings on opinion editor Xavier Cullen's piece on cancel culture from the last issue.
In Arts and Life, Quinnipiac held its 13th annual big event on April 9th. For the event, Quinnipiac students, faculty, staff, and alumni formed teams to participate in community service. This year, 1,600 volunteers lended a helping hand at about 100 sites across Hamden and New Haven, Connecticut. Staff writer Crystal Miller describes the day.
Quinnipiac University's Department of Cultural and Global Engagement in the Peter C. Harold House for Jewish Life hosted a dialogue on the correlation between Black and Jewish people in America on April 5th. Joined by Associate Professor of Religion and Politics at Georgetown University, Dr. Terrence L. Johnson, he and other speakers drew on parallels of physical characteristics and histories of oppression between the groups.
Students were thrilled to bring back Wake the Giant, a legendary campus event that had been shut down by the pandemic, especially since comedian and member of the Impractical Jokers cast, Sal Vulcano, was set to take the stage. That was until he canceled due to sickness on April 10th. Just 3 hours after the cancellation, the Student Programming Board was able to snag Saturday Night Live featured players Sarah Sherman and James Austin Johnson as replacements. They also announced that the show would now be free to students. But many were disappointed by the switch, and less than a third of the original turnout came to the show.
On April 2nd, third-year 3+1 film, television, and media arts student Justin Janison premiered the pilot episode of his limited series What's the Rule? Featuring two neurodivergent sisters from a Jewish family, the coming-of-age tale showcases the social rules one must learn before entering high school. Copy editor Aiden Sheedy talks with Janison about the creative process and reviews the show's first episode.
In sports, after their loss against Michigan in the Allentown Regional Final, the Quinnipiac University men's hockey team is facing uncertainty surrounding next season's roster, with six players entering the transfer portal. This includes Ty Smolanik, the highest drafted player in Quinnipiac men's ice hockey history.
In this week's edition of Pete's Pond, sports editor Peter Pekarsky previews what could be in store for the Bobcats and what players we can expect to see on the team.
This past weekend, the Quinnipiac golf team split up to compete in two separate tournaments. While starters traveled to Maryland to compete in the Georgetown Invitational, three players stayed in Connecticut and competed in the Sacred Heart Spring Invite. In this week's edition of Sampson's Scorecard, podcast producer Brendan Sampson talks about the Spring Invite and how the players competing can help the team win the MAC.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Chronicle Weekly Report. I'm Lane Healy.
And I'm Anya Grindalski. Be sure to pick up this week's paper or check out our website, qchronicle.com. Thanks for listening to the Weekly Report. We'll be back with another episode next Wednesday.